Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Tzadi Aleph, and we are back here in Eretz Yisrael, Tzadi Amabez. We will start last daf of Maseches Nedarim, five lines up from the bottom on Tzadi Amabez, Amar Rav Papa. But being that it's the last daf in Nedarim, just to start off with a story that I did not get to mention earlier when it came up, because it was actually from the last cycle that I put it up. They say that a story that the Rav Nachum, one of the Rosh Yeshivas, previous Rosh Yeshivas in the Mir, was once walking in the Beis Medrash, and there were two boys that were learning, but they weren't learning at that moment. So they, as he passed by, you know, they wanted to make sure that he thought that they were learning. So they go Tana Rabbanan into their Gemara, and he passes them, and he just mumbles under his breath as he passes them, "There's no Tana Rabbanan in Maseches Nedarim," and they couldn't really fake it at that moment. But the Hosafa is that when Rav Chaim Kanievsky heard the story, he says, "You're right, there is no Tana Rabbanan, but there is a Man Detana Loha Detana Rabbanan." And that's on the Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, so that's the closest that one gets. So pretty amazing, both parts of that story. But again, maybe it's connected to the Lishna Nadar Mishuna. I don't know if it's the only Masecht in Shas without a Tana Rabbanan, but that's what it is. The closest we have is back on Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph in the third parak of Ditana Rabbanan. Okay, but either way, today we have Amar Rav Papa on Tzadi Amar Beis as we finish up Maseches Nedarim. So we had the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Amar Beis, which discussed the three cases that a woman claims from her husband. Barishona Hayo, remember, let's get back focus again. The last couple of prakim, the last three prakim here in Maseches Nedarim is about uprooting Nedarim. The first eight are about Nedarim themselves, creating the Nedarim, and the last three are about uprooting the Nedarim. This last parak is all about Veilin Nedarim Shumefer. What is the husband allowed to do? Does the father have more power, as we said from the Rambam, against other Rishonim? What happens if there are mistakes? If the wife makes an Eder and he thought it was the daughter, vice versa, what if he doesn't realize that he has the power to be Madir? What if he thinks that he does have the power, he doesn't know this is the type of Ned that he can be Madir? All the different types of discussions that we've had. So yesterday's Mishnah discussed that there were three times, talking about, again, a Darim and uprooting of marriages, really a separate Mishnah. Originally, three women would have the right, if they claim a certain event occurred, that they would be able to get their ksuba and break up the marriage. The three cases were, Ha'omer is tmeani lecha, if she says, "I'm tmeya to you," meaning somebody was ma'anes me, someone did something to me, and why would onis make a difference? So the Gemara is going to say, Eishes Kohen, so it is ma'anes me, tmeani lecha, or ha'shamayim beini levencha, which we'll see means, Bez Hashem, that the woman claims that the husband cannot have normal tashmish, and the tulanim and yehudim, that's the neder, that's the connection to our mesechta, she makes a neder against everybody in the world in terms of tashmish. So in those three cases, we originally said the Mishnah Rishona was that she is zocha to get her ksuba and to break up the marriage, and chazru lomar, but then later on the Mishnah realized that the, I'm going to meet need an Ebenezer, if originally they said afterwards Chazru Lomar that it could be that this woman is just making up the story, right? And therefore we can't just let her get the ksuba and break up the marriage. Maybe she just wants to marry somebody else, so she'll make up a story that she's Tameya to her husband, or she is gonna just not interested in being with her husband anymore. Whatever the details are, so that's why we ended up saying that she has to bring some type of raya and prove what she says. Okay, so related to that, we will now get into Amar Rav Papa, five lines up. Amar Rav Papa, Badag Lan Rava. Rava once tested us. Remember, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that it's a job of the Rebbe to be mechadeid the Talmidim. So sometimes he has to ask kashas that even though if he knows the answers to, he asks in order to keep the Talmidim sharp. So here, Badag Lan Rava. Rava tested us. Rava checked. That's Rav Papa. Eishes Kohen should ne'ens, yesh laksuba o ein laksuba. An Eishes Kohen, that is ne'enas. As we know, tragic case, an Eishes Kohen that is raped must get divorced. Not her fault, not an issue of fault, but it's the halacha that a kohen is on a certain level that she is no longer allowed to be married to her husband. So Eish HaGoyim didn't answer. The question of the Gemara is, does she get exuba or not? The din d'oraisa that we know from elsewhere is that she has to get divorced. She's a surah labayla. But does she get exuba or not? What's the issue? Kivan de ones legabe kohen, karatzon legabe Yisrael dami ein laksuba. Do we say, well, since ones and ratzon are compared, when it comes to ones legabe kohen and ratzon legabe Yisrael, both of those have to get divorced. So just like a Yisrael does not get exuba, so too, Eishes Yisrael does not get exuba, so too the Eishes kohen. O Dilma, or no, Matzi Amrele Anaha Chazina, or the Eishes Kohen will say, well, Mitzidi, I'm not affected, I did nothing wrong, the reason that we have to get divorced is not me. After all, if I was married to a Yisrael, I wouldn't have to get divorced. It's not Mitzidi, Anaha Chazina, I am Roi, the Gavra who didn't Tachva Sadeu. It's just you, literally, we've had that your field that was flooded, it's your bad luck, meaning it's your status that's causing this problem, right? It's not me. Rather, Ron on top, Kedushas Kehunaso Garmalo, Kedaprishas B'masisun. It's his Kedushas Kehuna that causes this problem, right? Rai, he quotes what he wrote on the Mishnah. If you look back on the Mishnah, the Ron and the Mefarish both quote the Gemara Maseches Ksubas, the source for this halacha, the Hilonis Pasa. Right, if she is not by an Eishes Yisrael, if she's in Lod Nispasa, then she does not have to get divorced. There is one that even if Nispasa, she has to get divorced, even if she is Ne'enas, and that is an Eishes Kohen. So that was the question that Rava asked the Talmidim, does an Eishes Kohen get a Ksuba or not? We mentioned that the Mefarshim explain, in terms of Kedushas Kehuna, that there are really two elements. It's based on the Pasuk, the beginning of Emor. Emar la Kohanim b'nei Aharon. Kohanim b'nei Aharon. Really, there are two kedushas that a Kohen has. The Kohen has their inherent kedusha, that they are Kohanim. They inherently, we have a mitzvah of v'kidashto, to sanctify them in all different ways, to let them go first, not only the first aliyah, in all different areas. And there is the kedushas kahuna that they get from biologically. HaKohanim b'nei Aharon. There's kahuna themselves, there's b'nei Aharon. There are different types of kedusha. We mentioned also in the past that the Rabbeinu Tam was once asked by one of the Talmidim, that one time he was having one of his Talmidim who was a Kohen pour water for him. And the Mordechai quotes in Maseches Gittin, I think, that how could you do that? Mishtamish b'kuhuna yilka. Right? If you use a Kohen, you're not allowed to use a Kohen. He's supposed to be on a certain level. And Rabbeinu Tam quoted the Gemara in Zvachim as an answer. Bizman she bigdeim aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. Ein bigdeim aleihem, ein kuhunasam aleihem. Only when they have their bigdei kuhuna on are they Kohanim. That's an amazing, if you take that line literally on Daf Yud Zayin in Zvachim, it's very graphic. Only when they are in their bigdei kuhuna are they Kohanim. What, did the Kohanim have to put on bigdei kuhuna to eat truma? No. Kohanim have to put on bigdei kuhuna to get an aliyah? No. So what does that mean? Bizman she bigdeim, but he used that. So Rabbeinu Tam is obviously reflecting that there are two elements of Kedushas Kehuna, two different elements, not like what we were just talking about. Maybe they're connected. And that is Kohen, you might formulate this in different ways, Kohen Lagabe Mikdash and Kohen Lagabe Gvulin. You might say certain halachas are tali on the Kohen in the base of Mikdash. And maybe that's where Big Day Kehuna come into play. Mizmashe Big Day Malayim Kunasam Alayim, they can only maybe Kachi Kachim, or other halachos to do with the avoda, obviously, Mechusar Begadim is Aser. So there's a Kohen Lagabe Mikdash. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam was saying, that this halacha of Mishtamish Bekohen Yoke is totally on that. And that's why he's saying, I don't have to worry about that. He would agree, obviously, that the Kohen that he's going to give the Aliyah to, you don't need Big Day Kahuna for. But that's what he emphasizes, two different elements of Kahuna. Rav Soloveitchik took this to a din, to an understanding of it's not only Kohen. Rav Shachter writes in Nefesh HaRav on Parshas Emor on this idea based on the Rashi Maseches Gittin. Rashi and Gittin has two dayas, whether when there is no Kohen in Shul, do you give the Levi the Aliyah? So we paskin, you're allowed to. You don't have to. But if you want to give the Levi the first Aliyah, when the Kohen's out there, one is allowed to. Right? If there's a Kohen out there listening to the Shir, they've never seen this because they've never been in Shul without a Kohen. Right? If there's a Levi out there, they've seen this, but they've never, been in a Shul when a Kohen got two Aliyahs. So maybe like certain Yisraelim among us, we've things that we've seen all the time. But a Kohen or a Levi have never seen this. Pretty amazing. But there are 2 days there in Rashi, on Daf Nun Tes, whether, like what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to give the Levi the first Aliyah, or it's Asur to give the Levi the first Aliyah. The language of Nisparta HaChavila means that the rope has unwound and there is no, a Levi is not given the Aliyah. So ask what would the Svar for that be? Why would one not be allowed to give the Levi the Aliyah? V'tzarech la'ayin, eze iser yesh bedavar l'kro the Levi t'chila. What's the iser? V'shamati mizeh mirabeinu, so Rav Shetter quotes that he heard, that part of the mitzvah of v'kidashto is not only kedushas kahuna, but to note general yichus of Am Yisrael. The kol ze nechla b'din ha-pasuk v'kidashto l'chabedes ha-kohanim v'gam shelo l'chabedes ha-levim b'shave l'chvod ha-kohanim. Levim are misharsim of kohanim, and therefore the second that the kohen is not there, the levi falls away also. The kedusha of the levi, we have to be mechabed a kohen this much, a levi this much, and fellow Jews this much. So once the line is not there for the kohen, so then there is an idea of, based on that Rashi, of not giving the Levi, because that would appear like you're giving him the covenant of the Kohen. Da'idei ken yesh tishtush agvulin b'nogea liyachasei ha'uma Yisraelit. We have to be shomer on the yichus b'uma Yisraelit v'lo latash hasho, not to blur the lines between all of the sectors of Am Yisrael. And then he quotes, V'od helsef Rabbeinu v'yamar, she'ish kol kach harbe Yehudim ba'America, she'enam yodim im heim kohanim olavim ostam Yisraelim. Right? No, one should know. If one's a Kohen, one's a Levi. And there are stories. There's a story that happened in one of my shul a number of years ago. Somebody finds out later in life that they're a Kohen or they're a Levi or something else. A Baal Tshuva finds out. So he says that's the idea that he quotes at the end. I don't know how many Talmidim fulfill this, that he told Talmidim in the school in Maimonides in Boston, when they wrote on their names on their papers for their test, they should write Ploni HaKohen. Ploni Alevi, write the Shevet, or the Kohen Levi Yisrael. I don't know. But anyway, this is all part of Kedushas V'kidashto for all of Am Yisrael to know their proper Yichus. Okay, this is all based on Nistachva Sadehu in our Gemara. So again, back to the question. Rava checked us and tested us and asked, an Eishes Kohen Shenansha, so does she get a Ksuba or not? Can't she say, well, it's not my fault, right? You're the Kohen, you're the one that's causing these problems, and therefore you must pay me the ksuba. As we know, whenever it's his fault for breaking up the marriage, so then he has to pay the ksuba. Only if it's her fault do we say that she is undermining the marriage, she doesn't get the ksuba. Remember the Mishnah in Ksuba Stefayin Beis? All the cases of the woman, Misham Shasonida, Lokotza Lochala, Madir Veina Makayim, all the cases where she breaks up the marriage, then she has to get divorced without the ksuba. But if it's his breaking up the marriage, then he has to pay the ksuba. So that's the Shiloh here. Do we compare Onis to Ratzon? Or do we say Nistachva Sadehu? Just one other point, and that is the Rashbam in Bava Basra, where this line is quoted, just quotes a different svara, not Nistachva Sadehu, but the lashon of the Rashbam is, it's not my fault. It's a different svara to contrast why she would get the ksuba. V'kivan shalom pasha lo mafsi the ksubasa. That's the other svara that you might say, right? You might find afkaminas between those two svaras. If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos on the bottom of the previous it quotes, why didn't we prove this from the Mishnah in Ksubis? Amar Chayiv Liftosa in Nishbeis. If she is captured, we know the halacha is that he is Chayiv to be poda her. Alma Isla Tanai Ksuba. Capture, saving her from being captured is a Tanai Ksuba. And we see there, Nishbeis is a Chshash that she was Nanas. If she was Nana, so you see the Tanai Ksuba is still intact. So doesn't that prove that the Ksuba is still intact? So Tosfos answers, there's no Vadai Nansa there. It's all a Chshash. It's all a Safek. V'yesh l'chalek, mishum d'shvuya Safek. It might be a status of Safek Nansa. But we don't know for sure. Hacha, here, Vadai Nansa, that's the Shaila. Whether she would lose the Ksuba or not. Okay, so let's continue. V'yamrin alei. So, Rava asked us this question, and we said to him, V'yamrin alei following Masnisanis from our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah proves this. Ha'omeres Tmei Ani Lecha, Yesh L'Ksuba, first case of the Mishnah. The woman says, Tmei Ani Lecha, I am Tmei to you, and I'm not allowed to live with you. Tamei is an unclear lashon. What exactly is meant? Yesh la ksuba. So she has a ksuba. But Maya Skina, what case are we talking about when the woman says Tamei ani? Ilema be'eshes Yisrael. Are we talking about an Eishes Yisrael who says to her husband, Tamei ani, I can no longer be married to you, I was defiled. I baratzon, klom yesh la ksuba. If it was baratzon, does she have a ksuba? She obviously loses her ksuba. So that wouldn't be a, can't be what the Mishnah is talking about, because she wouldn't get a ksuba. Even in the Mishnah Rishona. V'i ba'ones, mika mitzra al gavra. And if it's ba'ones, does she have to get divorced? Mishnah says she has to get divorced, but she gets her ksuba. So, it can't be talking about an Eishes Yisrael, right? If she was ne'ensa, so then she's not mitzra al baila. Ve'ela be'eishes kohen. So we must be talking about Eishes Kohen. In what case? V'i baratzon klom yesh laksuba. If she did it willingly, so migara me'eishes Yisrael baratzon. Is she any worse than Eishes baratzon? So ela lava ones. So it must be talking about Eishes Kohen ba'ones. And what does the Mishnah say? V'ktani yesh laksuba. And the Mishnah said that she does get a ksuba, period. So that's how we know. And Eishes Kohen shenansa, Rachman al-Islan, has to get divorced, but she does get a... she does get a ksuba. There is a machlokes achronim in the case where the Rebbe Elchanan talks about this in Ksubis. It's him in Reish Lamed Hey, and the Shev Shmaisa also talks about this. In the case where the woman says Tamei ani lecha, and she is not believed if she is to get divorced with a ksuba. The af la mishnah achrona ainu ne'aseres alav. If she says to Mani Lacha, so we say that she's not believed. She has to prove, according to the Mishnah Achrona. So they stay married. Does she get a ksuba? Do we say that once we allow them to stay married, well then, l'shitasenu, she has to get a ksuba if we're allowing her to stay married? Or do we say no? It's kind of like a shavya nafshe. If she says to Mani Lacha, we're not going to allow her to get divorced automatically, but she's still going to get the ksuba. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Chanan writes in Ksuvis, Mafsedes Ksubasa, Bebrei Hodasa, Vilo Amrinan, Daha de Zinsa Mafsedes Ubebrei Shen Nesra, Vahacha de Lo Nesra Lama Tafsin. We don't say that they go together, the Isura Labailo. Well, sometimes you see that you get this one without the other. I mean, the case here in Ksuvis, like the Kohen, what did we just say? Lamaskana. She's Nesra Labailo, but she gets her Ksuba. So here we're talking about a case, is there a case where she's not Nesra Labailo, but she doesn't get her Ksuba? So Rabbi Chanan says, yes. The kiva de lafid dvareha she zinsa be'emes asuralo ela she bezdin ein ma'amina mosal le'inyin iser. Bez is not going to believe her. Avalinyin mamon ne'emenes b'chol dvareha she zinsa v'shi asuralov. And therefore, she is going to be believed regarding that. And it's against the Shev Shmaitza. He quotes the Shev Shmaitza, he quotes the Ksos in the end of Shmaitza Aleph. Da afta lo mahani svek sveka lo mamon miyakal makam kiva she muteras labayla. Mitam svek sveka memelo yesh lak suba. Kiva she anu osrin osa alav. So those two halachas go together. If she is going to be muteras labayla, she's going to get her ksuba. Even though you have to agree the other way, it doesn't work, as we just said. If she's going to be a sur labayla, she doesn't always lose her ksuba. But if she's muteras labayla, she's always going to get her ksuba. That direction works. Yeah.
It says was to bring a rye from the Mishnah where it's a safek. So it's not.
According to Tosfos, the kasha was to bring a rye from the Mishnah where it's a safek.
So
our Mishnah also is a safek. So yeah. It must be that we, according to the Mishnah Rishona, we have to say maybe it's not even a safek. Meaning once we say we're not going to believe her, it's not even a safek. And that's why we say, if it's a suffix, we wouldn't allow them to say they're living together. So it must not even be a suffix. Okay, let's continue. That's the first case. Iba Eluhu, next case to discuss. Okay, let's continue a little more, and then we'll talk about an amazing case. Iba Eluhu, Amra Labayla Gerashtani, Mahu. Again, relating to this last Mishnah, which within the Mishnah, it had the case of a neder, Netula Animina Yehudim. So related to that, where she says certain expressions that she wants to get divorced. What if she says, I'm divorced. My husband divorced me, but I lost the get. I lost the get. Amar labayla gerashtani mahu. Right? There is no get. Right? If it was a get, there wouldn't be a shiloh here. There is no get. What is she trying to do? What does this woman want to do? Gerashtani mahu. What's the shiloh of the Gemara? So, machlokas rishonim. If you want to look in the Ran says the shiloh, she wants to get remarried to somebody else. That's what's happening here. The question is, would we allow her to get married? Right, second line in the Ran on top. V'niskara haget. Osha Avad, it was torn up, it was lost. Mahu laha amina ulahatira linase. Would we allow her to get remarried without the get? If you look in the Mefarish says on top, Vim Ashes Kohen Asr lo lahachzira. Do we allow them to live to stay together? Because we know an Ashes Kohen is not allowed to have Machzer Grushaso. So once she says, well, I was divorced, so she wouldn't be able to be allowed to stay remarried. Why didn't the Ron say that? Why didn't the Mefari say like the Ron? Right? If you would have asked us, what's the case? Yes, again, a woman who generally the question is to get remarried. So why didn't the Mefari say that? Says the Shalmei Nedarim, V'lo Mefarish Kapirish Aran. Right, last day we can use the Shalmei Nedarim. Tomorrow, by the Shem, we get into new Sfarim. V'lo Mefarish Kapirish Aran. Daibayim hula amina latiud linase. Mizeh mashma desfira lekedas harayvid. Maybe the Mefarish holds like the Ravid, who holds that she is not Ne'eman. Which Ravid? What Ravid are we talking about? So it's the Ravid in Hilchas Ishus, where the Ravid says in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, says the Rambam, Eishes Ish, Shepashta Yada, V'kibla, well, we didn't get to the Maskan of our Gemara yet, Gerash Tani. But what about a similar case? The Gemara talks about elsewhere. What if a woman, in front of her husband, accepts Kiddushin from a different man? She's married, and all of a sudden she accepts Kiddushin from a different man. Does that reflect that, oh, they must be divorced, and she does this in front of the husband, and we believe her? Eishes ish, shepashta yada, v'kibla kiddushin me'acher, bifnei baila, harezeh mekudeshes l'sheni. She's married to the second one, says the Rambam. Shehaisha she'amar l'baila b'fan of gerashtani, we'll get to that, but we didn't read that line in the Gemara yet, ne'amenes, we're going to see in our Gemara that a woman is believed to say gerashtani. Because of chazaka, a woman wouldn't say this in front of her husband who knows that what the truth is. Chazaka einat isha izapalana b'fnei baila. So this is basically saying I'm divorced. If a woman accepts kiddushin from a different man in front of her husband, she's basically saying that I'm divorced. So says the Rambam, that would work. Avalam kitcha acher shelo b'fnei baila ein kiddushin tofsim b'chadavi raishin esgarisha kodem shetikabala kiddushin. Kol shelo b'fana ve'isa. So it's only in front of the husband. Fine, that's the Rambam. You compare gerashtani to kibla kiddushin me'acher, says the Ravid, Amar Avram, ani omer she'ena ne'emenes. I do not think that she is ne'emenes to accept kiddushin from a different man. Ella she'tofsin ba kiddushin, avaloli hinasei valolito ksubasa. Okay, we'll have to be machmir, maybe. And therefore, she'll have to, before she goes back to her first husband, she'll have to get a get from the second husband. Before she gets the second husband, she'll have to get from the first husband. Well, if she gets a get from the first husband, it's too late. We still would require her to do another Maisa Kiddushin. But well, just L'chumra. So says the Shalmei Nedarim. Maybe that's what the Mefarish holds. Mefarish holds that have just saying Geirash Tani would not allow you to marry somebody else. So too, Kiddushin B'fnei Baila would also, so that's the Mefarish. Maybe that's what the Machlokas, Ran and Mefarish here is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the nekudas of machlokas though? Again, we already foreshadowed the maskan of our gemara is going to be that she is ne'emenes because of the chazaka in adam. A woman is not me'iza act brazenly in front of her husband. But what's the nekudas of machlokas between how far that goes? Rambam and the Ravid, the Mefarish and the Ran. So again, it continues the Shalmei Nedarim. V'tamach lakusam, v'tamach machmirim hu, mishum, d'neged ha-chazaka, against the chazaka of ein isha me'iza b'fnei baila, there's another chazaka, chazkas eishas ish. You have to undo that strong chazaka. So you're right, chazaka ein isha me'iza, but you also have the chazaka of eishas ish, and therefore, l'chein rach l'chumra azlina basar ha-chazaka, d'ein isha me'iza b'fnei baila, atzucha get misheni, avlo lahatir linase. What about the Rambam? What about the Ran? V'tama matirim gabkei l'nasi mishum daha chazaka de'ein isha me'iza alima lahafkia cheskas eishas ish. Must be, it's a very strong chazaka. The cheskas ein ad isha me'iza. How strong? The cheskas and why? The cheskas eishas ish chazaka haposekes al yidei ma'isa. You could undo the cheskas eishas ish. It's in my control, right? Get. Right, it's not a chazaka that can be undone. It's a psychological type of chazaka. Kimo, chazaka ein adam poreh betoch zmano, chazaka ein adam, there are different types of chazakas, as we've discussed. Some might be birur, some might be achra, some are based on, some are, you could compare it to like a ruba de isa kaman, ruba de lasa kaman. Is it based on people's behavior? Is it psychological? Is it just a status? All different types of chazakas. So says the Shami Nedarim, a chazaka of psychology is stronger than a chazaka of reality, which can be broken up with a maisa that I choose to do. And that's why the Rambam and the Ran might go allowing her to even get divorced with this claim. Okay, so that is all about the question of the Gemara. Machlokas Ran and the Mefarish opened up a window into a major machlokas. So here we go. Mahu Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Hamnuna. Amar Rav Huna says, so first we're going to try to bring a raya from the first line of the Mishnah, and then to try to bring a raya from the second line of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna, Tashma Ha'omeres Temeyani Lacha. Woman says again, Tamayani Lacha, Da Afilu La Mishnah Achrona, according to the second version of the Mishnah Achrona, where she is not believed, Diktani Lo Mehemna, Hasam Hu De Mishakra, De Yada De Baila Lo Yada Ba. Why is she Einone Emenes by the Mishnah Rish Achrona? Because the husband has no idea, Tamaya or not. So that's why she is not embarrassed to say anything. She'll say whatever she wants because the husband has no idea. That's why she's not ne'emenes. The key is whether the husband knows. That's the key according to this Rav Hamnuna. Aval gaba gerashtani diyada baba emna. But if she says, my husband divorced me, where he knows whether he divorced her or not, she would be believed. Why? A woman is not going to act so brazenly in front of her husband who knows the truth. And therefore, if she says it, it must be she's telling the truth. Right, we have Einada Me'iza by Modi B'Mikzas also, if you remember. That is on the one hand. That's Rav Hamnuna's Svara. The Iker is about the husband knowing about it or not. That's the key. Amar Le Rava. Rava says, Adarabba, no, there's a different root of the Ne'emanus. Afilu L'Mishna Rishona. Even according to the Mishnah Rishona, Diktani Mehemna, originally we believed her when she says to Me'ani Lacha, Hasam Mishum Delo Avida Levizuye Nafsha. Why is that? Because it's not embarrassing. That's why we believed her. She wouldn't say something that is very embarrassing unless it was true. And therefore, if she says to Me'ani Lacha, which is embarrassing for her, she's being mevaza herself, so to speak, that's why we would believe her. Aval hacha de zimnin de takif lon min gavra. But here, she is just takif min gavra. What does that mean, takif min gavra? The Mefarish has two deyas. Either tsir la baila, meaning that her husband is making her crazy, and therefore she'll do this even if she's somewhat embarrassing, or she has a tkifas yetzer from another man. But either way, there's a reason for her to lie, even if it's embarrassing. Me'iza, me'iza. Right, and therefore, here, by the case of Geresh Tani, it's not embarrassing at all, so there's no reason for her to be believed. Right, so that's the to machlokas, Rav Hamnuna and Rava, is the ikker, the issue of the husband knowing about it, or is the ikker that it's embarrassing, and therefore, if she says it, she must be ne'emenes in that case. So, Machlokas. Masiv Rav Mesharshi Hashamayim. So, okay, the first lines didn't work. So let's go to the next case of the Mishnah. Masiv Rav Mesharshi Hashamayim Beini Levencha. Heavens are between me and you. And what's that case? We say the case is that the woman is claiming that the husband cannot have normal marital relations. He doesn't have the koach ha-gvarim, koach ha-anoshim. Right? He can't act. He can't have regular maisabia. So Hashemai Beini Levencha, the Mishnah Rishona, Tziyufta Derava. So Mishashi says, the Mishnah Rishona version of that is Akasha on Rava. Why? Remember, Rava said the issue is embarrassment. Hacha, the Lesla Kisufa. There's nothing wrong with her, so it's not embarrassing. Viktani de Mehemna. And it still says that she would be Ne'emenes. But why should she be Ne'emenes? Right? It's not embarrassing for her. It must be that's not the issue. Answers the Gemara, no, it is embarrassing. Ksava Rava, Hasam, Kiva Delo Sagila, Delo Amre and Yara Kachet, she has to be graphic and say go through all the details. And Yara Kachet, he is not able to be Mazria. Ilo Isa Tkidakamra Lo Amrale. She wouldn't say it. Right? It is somewhat embarrassing. It's very private regarding the relationship, and therefore she wouldn't want to say it. Something to comment about that, but let's just finish the line. Hashemai, the Mishnah Achrona could be a kasha the other way. Hashamayim beini leveincha, the Mishnah achrona teitiyuf to the Rav Amnuna. The Shemayim beini leveincha, that exactly is Mishnah achrona, is akasha the other way. Why? Because in the Mishnah achrona, she is not believed. But what do you mean she's not believed? The husband does it. The husband knows about it. If the husband knows about it, she should be believed. She knows about it, and the husband knows about it, or the bach, right? She knows that the husband knows. Victani de lo ma'amna. What do you mean? She should be ne'amenis, because that's the key, according to Rav Amnuna. Answer, no, kasava Rav Amnuna, hachanami, hi gufa amra. She says, nehid bebiya yada, biyara kecheit mi yada. Right, she is the one that feels whether he is having normal marital relations. He might not be aware of it. Right, it's not just about the physical act, but it's about a detail in the physical act. Mishamachi mishakra, and that's why she can still be mishakeres. And we defend both Rav Hamnuna and Rava. There is no, but it's clear from the Gemara that if there is something that she claims that the husband would know about, then she would be ne'emenes. Like Tosfos says. In the bottom, Tosfos says, "Mili she'ena ba yachol leida, ena na'amenes. Kilkach she'to'enes she'ena yachol lehiskasho siotzi v'iteng suba." Right. If there's some part of the Maisa Bia that would be, that's the Tosfos I just read in the bottom left, she would be able to get the ksuba because he would know about kishu, even though he wouldn't know about zriya kachetz. What are we paskin? What are we paskin? There's no maskana. This is the end of the Gemara. What are we paskin about Geresh Tani? So the Ran says, as the Rambam said before, that she would be ne'emenes. She would be ne'emenes in this case because of the chazaka ein isha me'iza. If you look in the Ran, the last couple of skinny lines, ulinin halacha kaimalan karav hamnuna the isha she'amar labalig erashani ne'emenes the sugyin bekulei shas kavase. Throughout other sugyas and shas, we passing like him umedaminan la lemas nisan, and we compare it to the mishnah shmamina shalol hatir bovadli nasi ne'emenes. Not only is she believed to be mutaris linase, el afli tok suba, dumi demastison. And even so he says, oh, sorry, misbar ksuba, misbar ksuba nilma, like we had a Mishnah in Yavamis, from the language of the ksuba. What does the language of the ksuba say? When you can marry someone else, then you can collect your ksuba. So if we're giving her the allowance to marry someone else, so then we would allow her to collect the ksuba also. But then the Ran has two limitations. The Ran says maybe we'd only give her the ikr ksuba, not the Tosefes Ksuba, number one in the first wide line. And also, maybe this is only if, fifth wide line, Miyukasev Rizal, the Dafka Kshi Tovas Lehiskarish, Hu Da'amrinan Yotzi V'Iten Ksuba. If she wants to get divorced, then we would give her the Ksuba. If she's only coming to collect the Ksuba, without any other interests, so that's a Shaila, whether we would give her the Ksuba in that case or not, if she's just interested in the Dini Mamanis. That's the Ran. If you look in the Ritva here, going back one generation, when the Ritva here quotes this sugya, he says, Mihu havade kasha tuva ve'ein hadas sovalto shenia matirin erva hachamura bidibura hakal mishum chazaka eini shemiza paneh befrei baila. A woman comes to Bezin and says, my husband divorced me, I want to get remarried. So we're just going to allow her because of the chazaka and other meiza? It's so powerful. So the way we said it before, yes, it is powerful. The Ritva has trouble with that, though. I find it hard to believe. There's no raya here. There are no edim. No edim, no get, nothing. And we would just allow her to get remarried? We're talking about eishes ish. You know what? We turn over aguna and so many other cases. The Ritva says, now she just says something, boom, we allow her to get remarried. Then Hamina Torah, Mishamra Meis Baili. Fine, in the case where she says my husband died, we should have to Milsa Davidi Ligluye. As the Gemara says in Yavamis, the husband could walk in. Vavi milsa de pumbi. Uki'ilu anu kulanu me'idib bedavar. Ve'ein bekan mishi yechashena. Right, there's, you can't argue with the husband walking in. Hechte hi ne'menes la'achirim bedavar she'machish la'bayla. Here the husband says, I didn't divorce you. V'hu davar she'enu asuy lehiskalos. Imo meres emes. Mishim chazaka ru'ua she'enem izapanem efrei bayla. Havadi lekalameimer. You can't say that. You can't say that. The Chiyashkachan Memri to Amri Hachi Behedya, having let, he quotes, he says, does not think that we should paskin straight across that ne'emenes, and therefore he argues on the Ran. Ubevadei d'hashta shmeitza lavrayi hi klala din zeh, ratzol ha-mashitet ne'emenes li nasei. Says, no, tamasisa t'meni l'cha, he compares it, v'kivan t'kein eima l'cha, Rav Hamnuna nami getu matzricha. Even Rav Hamnuna would say she's ne'emenes, but he would mandate another get given. And therefore, the Ritva says you don't go straight across to allow the woman to get remarried in this case. Okay. Let's continue. Okay, I got to get into the Binyan Sion, but let's continue first. Hahi Itza. There was a woman, says the Ran, Ashes Kohen Isa, second to bottom line. There was an Ashes Kohen. To call Yoma Tatashmish Mikdama Mashia Yadi Lagavra. Every day, after she was with her husband the night before, she used to bring him water to wash his hands with. That was the minhag. She used to bring him water. Yom Achad Askile Maya Lubam Masha. One day, what are all these stories at the end of the Durim doing here? Because it's all about Yisro Labayla. What's even if we don't know Vadai that she was Mizana? Are these stories or evidence enough to destroy the marriage? Like the cases of the Mishnah. So one day she brings her husband water in the morning. Yom Achad Askile Maya Lubam Masha. Amar Lo, he says to her, nothing happened last night. What are you bringing me water for? Armah lahada milsa lohavis oidna. We weren't together. What are you bringing me water for? Armah lahi. She's like, oy, it must have been a different man. It must have been one of those travelers that came in and tricked me. Armah lahi imkain chad min nachrim ahaluye. One of the perfume merchants. Rashi says on top. Mochri aha, mochri naft. Dahavi hacha haidna. Must have been one of those merchants. I ant lo dilma min hon. If it wasn't you, maybe it was from one of the others. So now, what's the halacha? So it's basically the husband has no idea, and the woman is claiming. Amar l'Rav Nachman, ein neha nasna be'acher, v'les b'meshasha b'mila. You don't have to worry about it. There are no edim. She could be making up a story. It's t'mei l'cha. She's basically saying, I'm t'mei to you, and ein en amenes, we do not believe her. One story. Another story. Hahi itza, delo havi b'dicha daita b'adigavra. Right, there was a woman who wasn't so happy with what was going on between her and her husband. Amar laha idna maishna. Right, he says to her, "What's the matter? What's the matter? What happened?" Amar le me olam lo tzartam b'derech ereski idna. Last night was very painful. Right, it was not enjoyable. Amar la lo havi hada milsa idna. What are you talking about? We weren't together last night. Amar le im kain. Halin Nachrim Naftuye to Havi Hacha Idna. Same sort of story. She says it must have been those Nachrim, that the merchants. I antlo dilmachad minhon. Same story. Amar lahu Rav Nachman or Amar Rav Nachman. Lo tashkichun ba no senes eneha ba acher have. Right? No senes ba acher, and therefore nothing that you have to worry about. Period. I guess one more story we'll do before we do the last one. Hahu gavra dahave. Before we do that last section, there is an unbelievable, tragically unbelievable, but a wild story in the Binyan Siyan. Binyan Siyan is the Aruch Laner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, and not so long ago, 1800s. He has the following story from Ungarin, Hungary, right? So he has this Yom Dalid Chaf Hei Adar Rishon, Tav Reish Yutes. Was that 1859? Right? It says Sheila. He says, "Hinei ze yamim lo kabir ba ma'isa lefnei asher kol hashomea titzilena shtei oznav." Whoever hears this story, we're talking about ones, ratzon, meizit, shogeg, right? Whoever hears the story, their ears will start ringing. Ba'achas akfarim. A couple of a week and a half ago or so, we discussed the sugyas of ma'isa aveira beratzon in a situation of ones. We discussed that from the Noda Yehuda and the Maharik and the Chachma Shlomo. So this goes on that list. What is this considered? The following case. There was a story. It was the way of a certain town that a lot of times the men went on business trips. They came back a couple of weeks later. Here was the case. Vahi ayom kasha yatsa ha'ish dar kedarko lemischar. V'ish achad ba memedinas polin. U'begadav keruin. V'yevakish mi'aisha makom alun. A man came. His clothing was ripped. He looked like an oni. He asked for the woman for a place to sleep. V'ha'isha asher ha'isa tsnua biyoser kol yameha. Aval Yara saw Kisla saw Rachmalov. She had Rachmanas on this poor ani individual and says, okay, Venatalo Makom Lalun, Vagamlecho Valishtos. She gave him a place to stay. Or gave him a place to stay. Maybe she kept the door open, whatever. She followed Hilchas Yichud. But anyway, Amnam Ha'orecha Hulo Achalet Slashum Davar. He didn't eat, he didn't drink except water. Only water. V'kahena asa maisa prishus v'sigev atzmo b'sigufim kashim kalayom. Yasha v'chedro misugar v'siper b'yado gami de'layla layla ar chatzos v'achakachay misonin al korban beis elokeinu. He did tikkun chatzos. He was misagev himself. He didn't eat. He didn't drink. He davened. He learned all day. U'kishashachav l'shachav al mita v'safsokim ala aretz. He slept on the floor. V'chulu. He did this for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It was Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tetzaveh. And Rachmana Litzlan, here's the tragedy. She goes into sleep, and the Ish Ramai Odenu Yashav al Hashulchan, he was still at the table learning, and a little later that night, she comes in and sneaks into her bedroom, and Amar, Rachmana, Shlucha de Rachmana Ana, Hashem has sent me, Ushmi Eliyahu Anavi, Ves Achai Anochi Mevakesh, Lekabetz Osam Me'arba Kanfosa Aretz. I was sent by God. Ve'ein Magalina Davar Elitznuin. You are the most sanua woman in the whole world. That's why Hashem sent me, and Hashem sent me to be able to have Mashiach with you. That's what she said. He said, Uliachar Chatzos Amad V'Halach La'at Alatzpos Raglav Alamita L'Matzazi Tzadekas Kamoseich Asher Hiru Uya Latzeis Mivena Mashiach Achamenia Hi Mitzad Ba'aleich Sheinu Hogum Lekach L'Zod Neshlachtim In Hashemayim L'Shachiv Etzlo Ukeis And Teldi Ben Yei Mesi Ben David V'Chulu Rachmanu Litzlan. And you'll know that I'm right based on Tuesday. You wake up, you'll find treasures in this box, and obviously, etc. He runs out, he leaves, and she listened to him. And she opens the tape and she realizes it's all a fake. Ubarosa ki sheker befiv tsaka bachta b'bar nafsha. She tells her husband this is what happened. And what do I do? Is this considered ones? Is this considered ratzon? Is this, what is this? So, it's not ratzon. It is ratzon, but it's not ratzon. You could call this a maisa aveira baratzon in the situation of ones. So Allah now goes through a whole shuvah. He says, this is not ratzon. There's no way this is ratzon. He says, this is not ratzon. He says, this is not even ones. It's not even omer mutter. I don't know if it's ones. It's not even omer mutter. Remember, we discussed the shuvah of the Maharik. The Maharik says, if omer mutter is asur l'bayla, she says, oh, I didn't know that you're not allowed to have bimazana. If she said that, she says that she's still asur l'bayla. So what's the halachi? I don't think she was an ashes kohen here. So he says at the end of the shuva, he says, if there are two other rabbis that would agree with me, I would matter her labayla. There's no greater ones than this. He says, Kelani is daiti, he says, Lefi valta haisa mitzvah min hashamayim. She thought she was doing a mitzvah. She was thought that she was like Yael Eishes Chei Barakeini. Right, ala be'ila, ein lucha ones gadam yizevel, on eskavna ba be'ila limo ba'ayla, ki im kemo she'amra, shesada bimromim, she's a kavanasa l'shem shamayim, to bring Mashiach. Onis garmen with teres labayla. Kein yulani as daiti in lismoch al harasi and lo yaskimo ze ot shnaim ibali hara. Vaz et sarifi mahim lahatarisha labayla. V'chulu. That's an unbelievable story. That's the Binyan Sion. Talk about ones and ratzon and tamean ilacha. Here there were no edim either. Right? The kids came in and saw him sleeping on the floor. That's what there is. So is that enough? That was that another detail. Anyway, let's continue. Hu gavra, last two stories of the Masechta. Hu gavra, davi maharzik bebesa, have ve'insa. Right, there was a man and a woman in a room together. Al and asamari debese, and what happened? And the husband came in to the bedroom, and all of a sudden, parti noiv lehutza va'arak, the potential noiv, in full view of the husband, jumped out, ran through the bushes, and ran away. So he didn't just stay hiding where he was. So the question is, he gave himself away by running out in public and running out. So Amar Rava Itzasharya, the woman is Mutaris. We assume nothing happened. Im Isa Da'abad Isura, Irkuse Avi Mirkas. If something happened, he would have stayed hiding and he wouldn't have revealed himself. And therefore, that's a riot. The fact that he jumped out is a riot that nothing happened. The Ron points out that this story and the next two stories that we're about to read, you didn't really need this extra element, right? If a woman says to Tmeyani, we don't know anything that happened, she would already be Muteris. But there's no even Baal Nefesh Yachmir, the Ran is saying. That you know for sure that nothing happened because of this. That's the Ran on the right side. Right? You would have had a Baal Nefesh that maybe I should be worried. But with this extra Raya, there's no worry. Hahu Noif to Olagabi Hatahi Insa. A Noif came into a certain woman. Asa Gavra Salik, and the husband came in. Salik Noif Asib Bakachloi Baba. The Noif went and hid behind the curtain in the bedroom. Havi michtin tachli taman. There was a type of food. There was cress sitting over there. Vitamina chivya, and a snake had eaten some of the food, had dropped off some venom in the food. Boy mari de basin lemechal min hani tichli. Below died to the insa. And the husband was about to take some of the food. and that would have been not good for him. Amar le'ahu noif, and all of a sudden the noif from behind the curtain says, Lo teichu b'no, don't eat that. The tamina chivya. Ha, a snake got that. So he just saved his life. So Amar Rava, inse sharya. The wife is muteres. Im isa david isura. If really something would have happened, nichal le'delecha v'lemus. He would have wanted to have the husband to die, that he can marry this woman. Tichsiv. Because the Pasuk says, in Yechezkel, ki ni'afu v'dam bideyem. You see, those two go together. Ni'uf and murder. They go together, and therefore, if he didn't want to commit murder, it must be he didn't commit znus. I mean, he's in the bedroom. That's a little difficult. He wanted to commit znus at least, but the Gemara compares, the Pasuk compares the two, murder and znus. If you look in the Tosfos says, the next line, next word of the Gemara, pshita. Isn't this obvious? Isn't it obvious that what? That we would trust that nothing happened. Says the Tosfos, Shavcha shel shvichas damim. It's obvious that they go together. Interesting, they don't always go together. The Shita Mekubetzes here says a different line. He doesn't say pshita that they go together. It's pshita that not only did he not kill, but he saved the guy's life. That's what the question really is. He went beyond. He could have just kept quiet. He's not killing anybody. But he went beyond. Stam noev chashul shvichas damim deba'al shelo lahatzilo mimisaso aval chashul hargo lohave. Right, so he said this, but he went beyond. Right, we know what happened by Avram Avinu, Mitzrayim. They would not commit adultery. They would kill him. They would never live with a married woman. But they would kill Abraham in order to be able to live. So they were chashul on shvichas damim. So maybe it's a kal v'chomer. Here, he didn't do shvichas damim, so surely he wouldn't do gili arayas. So pshita. So answers the Gemara. Ma'u detema isura ava. No, you might say that he did the isur. V'hai de amar le de nicha le de lo le muspal. We might say that he wants the husband to live. De tavi insi ilave ma'im genuvim yim taku v'lechem starm yinam. Stolen waters. Stolen water that's sweeter. He'd rather, right? The Aveira, as we know, if somebody has a taiva for something, it's only when it's stolen and I do it. Oh, that's when it's sweet. Stolen water. But once it's not stolen anymore, then forget it, right? We know this is about taiva. Rav Dessler talks about this in Chelek Aleph of the Michtam Elio. Right? But you don't need Rav Dessler for it. But he told, right, Amnon and Tamar, right? When he fulfilled the taiva, it was no longer stolen. It's finished. Right, there's no longer a taiva. It's avat tzluya b'davar. So you might think that he wants the husband to stay alive, and that's why he did this. Kamash Malan, we don't think he's such a so psychological and so thinking in that way. Shaila is, what exactly is the Kamash Malan? Right, what's the Kamash Malan? We don't say that svara, or in this context, we don't say that svara. Right, that is a shaila. If you look in the Chasam Sofer right here says. He discusses this, what the Kamash Molan is. In the end here, he quotes, Sarachin, V'chiyal Safik Zed, Natu Isha L'Baila. Because of the Kamash Molan, there's a Safik, Ma'im Guruvim Taku, that's enough to be Matu L'Baila. Right? We don't know anything, think that anything happens. So then he talks about what Yitzhahara does. Yitzhahara is Mamtik Isurim only when they are off limits. But a person doesn't realize that. That's the Kamash Malan. We don't realize, my Guru Vim Taku is true, but we don't realize that a person would still, before, would rather like have a heter than have an isser, even though it's not going to be as sweet. But that's the Kamash Malan that a person doesn't realize this. But then the Chasam Sofer ends off the Masechta and says, Abba Gav de Haikra, Mayim Guru Vim Taku, Amra, Isha Patios, Mikamakom, Dibur Zeb Ba'atsmo Ganuvhu. This phrase really refers to something else. From Meisha Chachma Bansa Besa Kihida Amra Bekedusha Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. It applies in Kedusha in the positive. Ule Inyanenu Yomar Laosim At Talmidim Hachomsim Atzmam Vegufam Umar Ivim Altzmam Al Divrei Torah Umanadim Shena Meinehem Shlo Yavuzu Leganov Ki Yignov Vechomes Gufo. Talmud Torah. said, what do you mean? Maim genuvim yimtaku. Stolen water is sweeter. We always like to quote this. It's been a couple of months, at least, or even years, that I mentioned this. I can say it again. Right, the Gemara says in Shabbos Laman Aleph, the six questions, one of the six questions is, kavati itim latorah. Did you set aside time for Torah? But there's a pasuk in Malachi, where Hashem says, I'm not interested in your karbonos, that you are koveya from me. Ki atem kovimoti. And the unkelis that says there, what's kovim lashon gezel? Kavata itam la Torah could also mean steal time for Torah. How do you steal time for Torah? Mayim genuvim yimtaku. When we're not supposed to be learning. When we're supposed to be doing other things, and like we like run and learn for 5 minutes, and do this and do that, and grab some other time outside of the normal siddurim, that's stealing time for Torah. And that's what we're going to be asked. Not did you only learn your extra siddurim, your real siddurim. Did you kavati itam la Torah? And that says the Chasam Sofer, Mayim genuvim yimtaku. That's the sweetest type of Torah, right? When it's when we're learning when we're not supposed to be learning. And we steal time, says the Chasam Sofer. Yes, the Gemara in Nedarim ends off with the bituma, but really, he says, the pasuk, really, the root of it is a bikdusha. Like we discussed back in the first parak, that if somebody makes a neder, you know, I'm going to learn a certain mesechta, neder gadol, neder lakel Yisrael, right, that's really, we can end off in the positive. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ed Hashem, we will continue with Mesechas Nazir, B'ed Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, Baruch Hashem, back in Eretz Yisrael.